understandably, ECOWAS was disappointed because we were under the impression that after his visit to Abuja, that the leader of the opposition and his party were on board. So we were naturally disappointed that on getting back to Monrovia, he said something different from what we understand he had agreed to in Abuja. It's unfortunate that he's taking this position, but I don't think it is helpful to the democratic culture in his country.
So what will ECOWAS do now that he has decided to pull out of the election runoff? He has not campaigned. President Sirleaf is campaigning at the moment, and you have sent observers to monitor the poll. What will ECOWAS do in this instance?
Yeah, I will refer you to the statement of the President of the Commission, His Excellency James Victor Miho, to the effect that as long as the outcome satisfies the parameters we have indicated in the statement he issued, that we will have no option in the circumstance to accept the outcome of the runoff. But I think what is important is the fact that the ECOWAS is asking him to reconsider his position. It's important for him to subordinate his own interest to that of the country. Liberia has been through so much in the last 15 or so years in the 90s. We had crisis there. And we are full of optimism that with the return of democracy, that culture of democracy, we are hoping that it should be enshrined. And that can only be possible through the support of Liberians, with the support of their leaders, with the support of every Liberian, without recourse to their partisan interests. I think it is important to stress that we should subordinate their partisan interest or whatever interest to the national interest and to the interest of the region. From our understanding is that he raised certain issues for the first election, which was inconclusive. But I think those issues he has also raised with all those that matter in the region. But in spite of those, I think it's important for him to and his party to participate in the process. I think it's important for us to stress, like I said, what the President of the Commission had said in the statement, that it's important for him to reconsider and the party to reconsider their position.
Sunny, will ECOWAS continue to engage with him as well as senior executives of the party in order to convince him to rescind his decision and participate in the election?
For us, all the campaigning that is important has been done prior to the first election. But for us, it's... We have tried to engage, like I said. We issued a statement, the President just issued a statement yesterday to the effect that he should reconsider his position. He has had a meeting here in Abuja with the chairman of authority. This is part of the process of trying to engage him and the party in order to encourage them to step up to the plate of participating in the runoff. I don't see what can be achieved by boycotting the election. I think what can rather be achieved, it will be more useful if you participate in the election, because that way the people will speak and decide on whom they want to lead them. That is what is important. The complaint we had with the previous elections, no election is perfect, but then I think international observers, including the ECOWAS observers, 150 of them who were there. And indeed, all of the international observers have said that the elections met the conditions of acceptability. To that extent, the international community were satisfied with it, Liberians were satisfied with it. And if you are contesting for election, you have to respect the vote of the people. That is what matters for us. And that is what should matter in the outcome of the elections.